Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for so much to love us, Lord. Father, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost shedding abroad the love of Christ abroad in our hearts. Dwelling with us forevermore. Say we abide with us forever. We are never alone. And with you always, even to the end of the age. And by saying we are still with him unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. He is here in us to show us things to come. He is with us to put us in remembrance of all the Lord has ever taught. As we hearken unto his voice. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. Father, thank you for bringing us together in fellowship again. Lord, as we read your word this morning, we are just trusting you as always. That you revelate to us, Lord, you will lift up our spirit, Lord, oh Father. And, oh Lord God, you will give us a blessing. Thank you, Father, for your word. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This morning, prayer booster. Amen. Amen. Prayer booster. Let me get from, you all know about booster. Even today, in this age, age space and so forth, to put that rocket out there, they put use boosters, right? So also in our prayer life, we can have boosters come from the word of God. So, prayer booster. Matthew 21:22. All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing. Mark that word, all things, in the Bible, okay? All things. Don't put a limit on God, in it? Take the limit of God. Take the limit of the only one of Israel. It's a warning to us not to limit God, amen? All things are possible. Praise the Lord. All things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, prayer booster, right? Believe it, you shall receive without fear, right? Well, that may sound too good to be true, but it is true. God's word is ever true, amen? It's impossible that God should lie. Praise the Lord. That's one thing God can never do. You can never lie. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what we are facing, when we are weighed down with a heavy body, or maybe a serious illness come to us, or member of our family, or maybe that one is wrestling with an embarrassing financial problem. As things happen to people, even Christians and so on. Whatever our need might be, at our fingertips, is the means by which we can solve every problem. That what Jesus said. He said all things, right? Every problem can be solved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the sick, in the very room where you are sitting, there is power waiting to be released that can set free from every illness. I don't care what they are and disease. What power are we talking about? The power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's the power we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Not anything else. We thank God for doctors and everything. They can do what they want to do. And God bless them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because our faith is not where it's supposed to be, then where we need it. They that are aware need not a physician. The Lord said, praise the Lord. He didn't condemn them. Praise ye the Lord. When they come to their wits, and there was one woman there and some of that, with the issue of blood. Bible says, I've been to all physicians and spent all our living. And to no avail as living. If she even gets what? Praise the Lord. Until the day when destiny and providence put her along the path of that Savior and so on. Touch the hem of his garment and so on. I would say immediately shall set all our living and so on that you know. Anyway, so we see right here. And so the sick, and whatever we are sitting at and so on that you know, there is power, the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, meaning to give life, right? One time, exactly 1 year ago, to the Sunday, the sermon went forward called, this is the true God and eternal life. One brother asked for peace, I said it to him and so forth, he was just jumping out. That's one year to this Sunday, amen? Jesus Christ, the true God and eternal life. Anyway, the quickening, say quicken me by your word, right? Anyway, so you see right there, you say we quicken, our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That scripture has a dual meaning right there, dual implication. Number one, healing for the sick believer. Number two, and raising the sleeping saints at the time of the coming of the Lord. You see? Where? So at the coming of the Lord, which will receive a glorified body anyway, that will be like the Lord's very body. Have the same capability as the Lord's glorified body. We saw that Sunday, how some of the capability of the glorified body, right? I mean, no limitations to this at all, you know? You can open, close doors. I mean, you can appear and disappear, amen? Praise the Lord. But you have the same body. Well, you came in scripture, I know. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, he says, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed, that a change coming. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So we will receive a glorified body like unto the Lord, something different, and so on. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Nothing different. You fashion it. He will do, not me doing it. He's the one who does it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You fashion like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Like our brother was talking about, glorious things. Wait for the elect at the coming of the Lord, at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even now, we can reign in life in one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, amen? Amen. We can even reign in life now through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, you see, we all should have probably have found out by now that they're just waiting around, sitting around for things to get better, won't bring the result at all. Yes, the right kind of prayer, that's right, the right kind of prayer, the kind our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about in John 14:14, will bring the answer without faith. What did he say in John 14:14? Which I'm going to reach it down there. Talking about prayer booster, right? If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If he lie, he can never lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. See that word anything in there? I always fascinated when I see that kind of a word in the Bible. Or anything. Blank check, right? Praise, let us write up, amen? Amen. To that faith. Keep faith coming by hearing the word of God, amen? Amen. I always just wonder in the Bible, this and that, you know. Anyway, let's move on. I don't want to go ahead of myself. Now, where some people wonder and miss things from the Lord at all, the question of, is it the will of God or not? Where, how do we know the will of God? We know the will of God by the word of God, amen? But to know the will of God, go and read the word of God. Praise the Lord. So when people are cheated, they call that one, is it the will of God or not, and so on. Perhaps one of the most common ways in which people weaken their faith is the assumption that many of their prayers are not answered because it is not the will of God to answer them. Why it is true, God's people sometimes will ask for things that are not his will to give, but the thing remains that many things that they ask for are in harmony with the revealed will of God. Like I said, you open the Bible and see what His will is. Many examples abound. It is the will of God that the sick be healed. That's right. It is the will of God that we have good health. It is the will of God that we have victory over oppression and fear. It is the will of God that our daily needs be supplied. We could have each of these lines are just a sermon in themselves, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the will of God that we have the joy of the Lord in our hearts. In fact, that's the whole sermon by itself. I believe in John 15:11, this is have I spoken unto you, that my joy, that's the joy of the Lord, right? My joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. John 15:11. Praise the Lord. Then John 16, I believe in John 16, verse 24, something like that, you know. He said, in that day, you know, you have asked me nothing. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Amen? It is the will of God we should have the joy of the Lord in our heart. You know, many things that are already in America. Open the Bible, we see the will of God in there. And anyway, it is the will of God that, our daily needs be supplied. You see? It is the will of God that we have the joy of the Lord in our heart. It is the will of God that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered. That is third John 2, right? We can keep on going and going and see what he wants us to have. So don't necessarily deceive us. It's about to know the word of God, right? So we know the things which are freely given unto us. Amen. Praise to the Lord Jesus. It's up to you and I to go see the scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord. To know the things which are freely given to you and I. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't want his people to reconcile themselves to defeat and failure in their prayer life. I'm talking about prayer booster, right? You know, he doesn't want you to require you to defeat, you know, and failure in their prayer life. He wants them to have tangible results for their praying, just as people did in the Bible days. The Christian must understand that prayer isn't a last resort to turn to in an emergency. When they come, God says, hear us, but that's just the second thing. We should be always praying at all times. We to pray always, right? Praise the Lord. Prayer is an essential part of our daily life. And daily contact with the Lord prevents snares. Amen? Praise the Lord. When we learn the secret of praying this way, without sinning and so on like that, you know, just I always just think about the Lord Jesus, how he wake up at all night long, on matter of all this. And we are living in hybrid palaces, right? Because we wake up. All night long we pray. Before morning break, Matthew chapter 8, the only line of people want deliverance, right? I don't want anyone when he did sleep. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it's our example. Blessed be his holy name. To boost our prayer life, let's look at some of the mighty answers to prayer the men of the Bible days experience. I don't know how do you boost your prayer life, but look at Bible says, those who are listening for us are listening for our examples, right? Praise the Lord. Let's look at some of the Abraham. Of course, Abraham, when Abraham, at an advanced age, where, you know, at one time, he has obeyed the Lord, he left everything and so on. And what will thou give me? I'm getting old now. And this Eliezer, you know, so this foreigner, and we know he was rich. The Bible says, Abraham, he was rich in gold, he was rich in silver, he was rich in cattle. So this Eliezer, in my house, will not be my heir. God said, I will not be your heir. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, at some age, right, when Abraham, at an advanced age, desired God to give him a child of his wife Sarah, God miraculously strengthened Sarah's womb so she could bear him a son. And let's see some of the reports in Abraham in Romans 4:19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of of Sarah's womb. You see? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Even the hall of faith, Hebrews 11, you will report that in hall of faith, Hebrews 11:11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age. See that one? Past age. Because she judged him faithful who has promised. Praise the Lord. There was a rejuvenation. You know, he can reverse time. Amen? He is the creator. He reverse time. If he didn't rejuvenate them, how come Abimelech, when they got to Egypt, wanted to marry her? Want to marry an old woman? No. God rejuvenated that. Praise the Lord. He is the creator. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I mean, Abraham got to get him for a while because Abraham was so scared. Oh, they will kill him for your sake because they are so pretty, you see. And truly enough, and so on, you know. husband Abimelech, the first prayer in the Bible and so forth. Oh, you are a dead man. That was my prophet, right? He restored his wife to him. Right now, he's my prophet, amen. Praise God, defended his own, amen. Let God be your defender. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Many of you want to defend, want to claim our right and so on. Want to be like Isaac, amen? Like Abraham. Look at Isaac and so forth. He will dig a well here. The Philistine will come. They will just close it off, you know. He just moved to the next one, amen? Praise the Lord. Bible says, Genesis 13, and God blessed him so mightily and so on that they couldn't do anything. And they now envy him, amen? The Philistine envied him. Praise the Lord. Let him be your defender and so forth. He will avenge you and so on that, you know. Anyway, so let's see now. So we see that Abraham, I'll just take short snap of, we're talking to boost our prayer life and to encourage us to pray, as God to pray and so on. Don't wait for an emergency. Now, Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, once a common adventurer, you know his story and so forth. We do anything to gain anything, you know, Israel, so, you know, the birthright and so on, that, you know, so many things like that. You know, that's how I was going to, until he encountered God. Anyway, so Jacob, grandson of Abraham, once a common adventurer, but later on became a prince with God, wrestled with God in a night of prayer. See? You know? Even while his brother Esau rode towards him with an army of 400 men, seeking revenge, you know, 20 years later, the man, oh, terrible things, no? He didn't forget, 20 years has expired, right? Esau didn't forget. No forgiveness, right? Praise the Lord. The man of God, he just get himself alone, he just, at the brook, in the Jabbok, separate his family, you stay over here and so on, that, you know, I just cross, and just stay alone, and wrestle with God all night long. Praise the Lord. And what happened? He prevailed with God, and then he prevailed with man. Praise the Lord. See, you know, and so on. Prayer boots and so on. He wrestled all night long and so on, that, you know. And the Bible says, you know, he got a victory. You know, he saw his brother with 400 men and so on. They now fall on each other's neck. You know, he didn't try to do it himself. What can he do with 400? With 400 people and so on, that, you know. Praise the Lord. The answer is to just lock in with God. Separate yourself, you know, all that long, and wrestle with God and so on, that, you know. He prevailed. And he changed his name from Jacob to Israel and so on, that, you know. Many miracles happen in India. That's Jacob. Let's move on now. Prayer booster. Just from the word of God. Men of God in the Bible and so on, that. We all have testimonies of answered prayers, but we go to the common book, and then we are the work of God, and where we can all relate. Praise the Lord. Anyway, Gideon, you know, I mean, the Philistines, I'm sorry, the children of Israel have been doing all kind of things. God, they will get into trouble, they will backslide and so on, and that, you know. God will send them judges and things like that, you know. And the Midianites have been oppressing them for 7 whole years. Now they cry to God again, you know. And God said, well, he loved them, you know, and he's okay, I will do something for you. Then there was this Gideon man and so on, and that, you know. And, you know, God now appeared to him that he will deliver, as a man, he will deliver the Israel by his hand, right? Oh Lord, you know, don't you know that, man, he was from the tribe of, whatever tribe he came from and so on, that, you know. He said, I'm the least of my family and so on, that, you know. Because you are a mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. Hold up. He said, my child is the least. I'm the least in my father's house and so on, that, you know. So anyway, Gideon hesitated. How is it, why are you coming, a mighty man of valor? Do you know what? In that chapter, in Judges, about this story is in Judges 6, about that and so on, that, you know. It's a man, mighty man of valor. Yeah, you are. You don't even know who you are. You know what? In that time, when they have planted, their crop and so forth, this leader will come at the harvest time. They will just harvest everything, and they will leave Israel impoverished. Now the Bible says that impoverished and so on. And yet this Gideon was so bold, you know, he was beginning to trash wheat by the wine press and so on. What people are hiding in the caves, right? The people are hiding in the caves, right? And you know, and but he was so bold, he was able to go and see the trench with where the people are living. And God said, I'm a man of valor. Many of his time, we don't even know what he has. Christ in you, the hope of glory, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. God seems as a mighty man. What is in the Bible? We can do all things, right? through Christ Jesus, strengthened us. Praise the Lord. That's whom we are. So anyway, let's look at him and something like that. Judges 6:36. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the hard beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. But that is, and it was so. For he rose up early in the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wring the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Can you imagine? He God just gave him some confidence and something like that, you know, that he asked God, you know, to do this and this for him and something like that, you know. So let tonight I put the fleece of wood on the floor, so let it be so wet, all the ground should be dry and so forth. And God did it. When the morning broke, he just took the wood and wring a bowl of water out of it. Then he didn't even stop there. No, he went further. He said, verse 40. And God did so that night, for it was dry. I think I need to say that. Anyway, verse 39. And Gideon said unto God, let not thy anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. So what are we talking about? With the assurance that he was in God's will, Gideon won a victory that resulted in the liberation of his nation from the cruel oppressor, the Midianites, you know. So you see, you know, so like Abraham of old, interceding, right? If there be 50, will you save it? If there be 40, praise the Lord. You know, so you get so confident and so on. That. Anyway, so anyway. So, you know, prayer booster. That's what I was reading this morning. Something. Achieve a great victory over the Philistines. But afterward, was very thirsty. He called on the Lord God. Water came out of a hollow place in the jawbone of an ass that Samson had used in battle. Miracles. Let's go to Judges 15, about the 15th verse. See? And he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. Amen? Jawbone. You say jawbone, right? 1,000 people. Praise the Lord. When God's power is upon you, there's no limit. Don't put any limit on God. Amen. Walk in his ways. Walk in his will. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You become just like one. You know when you are speaking, it's like God speaking. Praise the Lord. That's what you want to be. You become his mouthpiece. There's something like it in this whole world. Praise the Lord. To be so confident to speak God's word like as if God is speaking. That's what I want to be. Praise the Lord. Anyway, No, and then Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand, and called that place Ramath Lehi. And he was so touched, verse 18, he was so touched and washed and called on the Lord, you see, and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised, he said, you know, so but God clave and hollow place that was in the jaw. And there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof Karel, which is
let him unto this day. Praise the Lord. See, call upon the name of the Lord. There's no words answer. Out of the same jaw, one jaw, he killed 1,000 people. Go through the same jaw and create a cliff in there and water came out. Can you imagine? Don't limit God, amen? Praise the Lord. All things are possible. To him that believes, amen? Praise the Lord. Just call upon the name of the Lord in faith. You know, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Praise the Lord Jesus. All you have to do in faith, call upon his name. No matter what his circumstances mean, it doesn't mean a thing. God is right there. You know, I know. So let's move on. You know, prayer booster this morning. Just call upon the Lord. You know, and go out of the same job. You know, so Solomon found himself king over the greatest empire on earth at that time. But he realized he was only a child in understanding. So he prayed, he prayed thusly. I want to read the prayer and so on. And the Lord did exceedingly abundantly above all Solomon could think or ask. Amen? Praise the Lord. That is in 1 Kings 3. Let me read a couple of verses in there. No prayer booster, right? Give therefore thy servants an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, quite on that many prayer we have today. Oh, God keep my enemy. Oh, even the churches and so on. No, look at this. Even Solomon in his old days knew not to have asked for the life of his enemies, amen? The Lord said, pray for your enemies, amen? Praise the Lord. Pray for your enemies and so on, Anyway. Ask for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart. See? So that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked. You see? Being able to do exceeding, Ephesians 3:20, right? Being able to do exceeding and abundantly, right? Above all you can think or ask. Amen. That is the God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Come boldly to the throne of grace, you know. And all power in heaven and earth belong to him. Praise the Lord. He is the creator of all the end of the earth. And you are, Bible says, now are we the sons of God. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Amen. All that he has, all things are yours. And mine, as children of God. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so we see that there, you know, also giving thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. So you see that there, he prays that God will give him the necessary wisdom to discharge his great responsibility. God made him the wisest man of his generation. Praise the Lord. Prayer booster and some of that, you know. And so we see. Let's see a few more. Hezekiah prayed for Jerusalem's deliverance. Jerusalem was invaded by a superior force of Assyrians who had been invariably successful in all previous campaigns. The sources of Hezekiah were not matched for this great army that is invading Jerusalem and some of that, you know. But Hezekiah prayed that, and that night a plague of death struck the invading host. By morning, while 185,000 men lay dead, 2 Kings 19, I don't want to read all of that verses, but let me read verse 35, 2 Kings 19:35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians, and 104 score and 5,000, And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Don't leave me the only one of these. There was nothing he could do, you know. Jehoshaphat, even in 2 Chronicles 20:20, I believe it is, I don't know how to know. But it's, I like his confession. Say, Lord, neither do we know what to do in it. Praise the Lord. This outnumbered us in both army and ammunition and so forth, and they call for a fast and so on. Even children fasted and so on, that, you know. I always like to say, when you don't know what to do, turn to praise his name. Praise the Lord. Say, neither do we know what to do, you know, and so on, that, you know. And then that came the prophecy and so on. Set yourself aside that don't have to fight in this battle. Amen? When you have to call upon the name of the Lord, right? He said, the Lord will fight this battle for you. Just set praises and so on, you know. So when you don't know what to do, then begin to praise the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. That works all the time. Anyway, so that angel of the Lord has gone out of business today, amen? He's still working for God's children. Praise the Lord. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. See? And they delivered them from any situation and all situation. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. That is the key. Trust him. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's all you pay. The trust, the faith in him and so forth, you know. Oh, fear the Lord. He is saying. For there is no one. You see that one? There is no one to them that fear him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ah, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. As so on. Prayer booster this morning. So that you know. Now, even though that's not the end of Hezekiah's miracles and so on, a man of prayer, one of the fearless kings of Judah, right? You know, he was one of the best kings of Judah that he ever had, so that you know. Let's see more miracles in Hezekiah's life. A man of prayer. And Hezekiah's prayer for healing. Now, shortly after this event of, you know, of defeating the Assyrians and so on, like that, you know, Hezekiah was sick unto death. Natural order of things, there was no hope for his recovery at all. What happened? But Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and pleaded with God. The result was 15 years were added to his life. Fascinating story, and I know about prayer and so on. It was recorded in three places in the Bible, this particular story. Praise the Lord. Let me read one of them. Second Kings 20, by the fourth verse. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, Thus hear the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die, and not live. Then he turned his face, Bible says, to the wall, and prayed unto the Lord. Talking about prayer, booster this morning, unto the Lord. And it came to pass, after Hezekiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, O Hezekiah. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. He's talking about prayer booster this morning. No matter what the circumstances, you got a prophecy and somebody prophesy on you, something like that, you know. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of prophecies, right? There's conditional and there are unconditional prophecies, amen? Praise the Lord. You can say anything around that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? The old prophet Isaiah, the messianic prophet, said, Thus said the Lord, you are still going to die. But this man refused. He turned his face to the wall and cried to the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord. It's a conditional prophecy and all like that, you know. And God turned around for him and so on. So turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard that prayer, you see, prayer booster. I have seen that tear. Behold, I will hear thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Praise ye the Lord Jesus. Now, here comes another thing about this healing.
A greater miracle even happened. You know, that is more than the healing itself. Amen? One of the forgotten miracles of the Bible, right? So, and one of the forgotten miracles of the Bible took place in connection with the healing. A greater miracle than the healing itself. When Ezekiah asked God for a sign that he will be healed. So, God is a God of miracles, brethren. We all know that. And he is therefore the God of both time and eternity. Amen? Praise the Lord. He is the God of both time and eternity. He is addressed, you know, in the high and the lofty place, right? Anyway, so when the time came for Ezekiel to die, what happened? God stopped the clock. Amen? God stopped the clock. He's the creator. He stopped the sun and turned it back in his course, just like he rejuvenated Abraham and then Sarah. Amen? Praise the Lord. He can do it with any of the creation, whether it is man or inanimate or whatever it is. There's no limit to him and so on, that, you know. So anyway, so when the time for him to die come and so on, God stopped the clock. He stopped the sun and turned it back in its course. Apparently, he turned time backwards, sir, until the fatal moment passed. I think it will be fascinating to read a few of the verses in 2 Kings 20, verse 8. And Ezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up unto the house of the Lord the third day? Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. Now, shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? Ezekiah, you know, he was a white person. And Ezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, what happened? And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. Like, this is a hard thing, right? Backward. Anyway, you have to cry to the Lord. Talking about, prayer booster this morning, you know. He cried to the Lord. And so, and the Lord brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dark of earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. All things are possible, even nature and so on, if need be, you know, and so on, that, you know. Now, let's move forward a little bit. You know, you mind the Bible, whose story has never ended, and it's coming back again. You add more. Not many people are coming to add much what they have done. Elijah the prophet is coming again to add more to what he has done. Elijah prayed that for the widow's son, who had died. We all know the story. Never before had life returned to any person after the death had come. There was no precedent for raising the dead as of that time in the history of the world. See, all things are possible. Yet, the prayer of Elijah reversed time and caused the dead boy to open his eyes and return to this world. Let's read about 2 or 3 verses in 1 Kings 17, 20 to 22. And meaning Elijah, cried unto the Lord. You see, Ezekiah cried unto the Lord. You say, what are you, sir? He cried unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus, sir. He cried to the Lord. The same thing, the same word are you, sir? Cried unto the Lord. And said, O Lord my God, see, prayer boosts our life. You know, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord. You see that one? Cried unto the Lord. See? And they said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child come into him again. And what happened? And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. Amen. Prayer booster, right? And the soul of the child came into him again and he revived. Amen. No precedent in Elijah's life to compare with. You just have faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. All things are possible. Things are believers and so on, as you know. Now, when let's add one more miracle from Elijah and so forth. No, prayer booster and so on, as you know.
So, fire on camel, First Kings 18:24. And the story, I won't go through the story, the prophet of Baal and so on, they call themselves with knife and so on. Elijah began to mock them. Maybe he's sitting, wake him up, This is a journey. Just call him back. You need to mock the prophet of Baal and so on, Mount Carmel and so on. But let's talk about the man of faith. Then, 1 Kings 18:24. And call ye on the name of your God. Mocking the prophet of Baal. And I will call on the name of the Lord. You see? And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. What a challenge. And all, you can boast on God, praise the Lord. You can boast in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the people answered and said, it is well said or well spoken. And it came to pass, at the time of the evening, offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. See? It's doing to glorify God, right? In Israel. And that I am thy servant. And that I have done all these things at thy word. Now, verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stone, and the dust, and lick up the water that was in the breach. Praise ye the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See? And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See? Prayer books are this morning. To reach on out, whatever it is that we need, and so on, that all things are possible, amen? Nothing shall be impossible unto you, too. Praise the Lord. Amen. By the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's see, there was a man, there's another man in the Bible, and so on, concerning this thing, and so on. This man, his name, when he was born, his mother born him in sorrow, In fact, his name meant sorrow, And he was a tribe of Judah, and his name is called Jabez, So, Jabez, in the descendants of Judah, you can look at the 1 Chronicles 4:1. That's where you are finding where it came from. Judah and so on. Whose name means sorrow. That was his name meant, was distressed by the wickedness of his day. 1 Chronicles 4:9. That's in the couple of verses in there. Talking about prayer booster this morning, And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast. Talking about prayer booster this morning. Enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou shouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. What happened? And God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So Jabez go. In his prayer, was to be free from sorrow. And the last thing was that we read was that God granted just that to him, right? God answered his prayer. So the success Jabez enjoyed as to weigh the sorrow of his beginning. See? The prayer of Jabez overcame the name, his name, which is sorrow, right? His prayer overcame that sorrow. Some have even ranked the prayer of Jabez along the prayers of Anna, mother of Samuel, or even Jonah, which I'm going to read a little bit later, even Ezekiel, which I already read, of Paul, man of prayer, and so on like that, Anyway, And of course, our Lord's model prayer in Matthew, the Lord's prayer and so on. Some rank his prayer along that line as providing a wonderful instance of a child of God approaching the majesty on high in humility, faith, and reliance upon God's goodness. Yes, it is scriptural to pray that the Lord enlarge us. It is scriptural all over the Bible and so on. Let me get one more verse on that one. We can add that prayer. I mean, prayer boosts our life, you know. Isaiah 54 verse 2 to 3. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. See? That's what Jabez said. Enlarge means that, you know, you can, I mean, it's lawful. It's scriptural, you know, for Isaiah to pray that way to the Lord and so forth, that Lord. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy sticks. Now, what is one? For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. Amen? Praise the Lord. We can claim all this. It's God's word, right? It's God's word. That's Isaiah 54, about verses 2 to 3. I just put and just a couple of phrases in there. It's for us to claim and so for that, you know. So whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, we are told all the promises of God in Christ Jesus. They are yea and they are amen to the glory of God. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. It's one author, one book, one author. Blessed be his holy name. Now let's move on to Jonah. The seven prophet, I won't tell all of the story, but we know him already, was thrown into the sea and swallowed by a big fish. Now Jonah 2:1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord. Prayer boosts our life. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord. It's God out of the fish's belly. See? Doesn't matter where you are, you can pray anywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can pray anywhere. Hallelujah. See? And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I. And thou heardest my voice. I will skip the rest and go to verse 9. But I will sacrifice. Will not be as in praying and making a supplication and so on, that you know. Then come verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the grand land. What happened? You have been praying. When it comes to the prayer, we are sacrifice of praise to the Lord. What happened? That is when God asked you to throw him out, right? And put him upon dry ground. So what are we learning here? Here we see that when prayer and everything else seem to fail, praise a prayer ally. Yes, prayer, praise is a prayer ally. Even if it means sacrificially offered, meaning praise, we save the situation. When everything else, even prayer seems to fail, right? Praise will not fail. Praise the Lord. I talk about Jehoshaphat, right? You know. So praise. We are even encouraged in Hebrews 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, no matter what condition you are in, right? Whether you are happy or not happy, whatever it is, and so on, you know. When things don't feel like praising God, you become a sacrifice, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Sacrifice of praise, right? Continually, no matter what situation you find yourself in, and so on, you know. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise the Lord. Praise will not fail. When everything is faith, even prayer seems to fail. I mean, getting yourself into prayer. Into thanksgiving. I call it, you know, maybe many times I've been reading about praising, right? I won't go into that and so forth. Anyway, let's get one or two more, and then we'll be closing here this morning. I mean, the Bible is full of this, right? But just as the Lord led this morning, pick this one out here. Habakkuk. Pray for revival, saying in Habakkuk 3:22, O Lord, I have had a speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the year. In the midst of the year, make known, in wrath remember mercy. So, his prayer, as far as we know, was answered with perhaps the greatest and the last revival that occurred in the history of the kingdom of Judah. So many legends say, praise the Lord Jesus. So let us not be weary, but as promised of a revival, we will not stop, amen? Praise the Lord. He has promised of a revival at the end of time. So as the scripture declared in Acts 10:34, of course, Peter in the house of Cornelius and so forth, here is what he said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. So we believe
He will answer our prayers for the promised outpouring of His Spirit in these last days. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I mean, if he answered back, praise the Lord. So we just get persistent and something like that, you know. So yeah, I'll be a revival. It's going to pass. Old and New Testament, I will pour out my Spirit. In the last days, he said, we're not going to quit. We stay right on the spot and calling upon the name of the Lord. Now, let's get one or two more. We're closing this morning on this one. Prayer booster this month. And so to encourage us, sir, hold on to the Lord and to whatever you are believing God for. Daniel, God's faithful prophet, pray for the restoration of Jerusalem, which had been lying in ashes since the days of Nebuchadnezzar's invasion, you know. He was still alive. He lived to see it, didn't he? Praise the Lord. He lived to see it because King Cyrus made the decree which permitted the Jews to return to their city to rebuild it. Can see Daniel 9 tell us all of those things and something like that, you know. So he prayed and God grant him a long life that is, he lived to, you know, to see that come to pass and so forth. And that's one thing about, you know, about the prayer. Now, we can't just sit around. God promised something. We must ask by prayer, amen? He said by the book, say understand by the book, sir. Jeremiah the prophet, 29, I believe it is, and so on. I said that 70 years will they be in Babylon, right? Then he answered, it was time for that time to expire. He didn't just sit around. He began to call upon the name of the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord. That the kingdom of God coming. We just sit around. Pray that kingdom come. That's simple, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are laboring together with God in His providence and so on. Now, let's see one or two more. Peter, of course, in Acts 12, very known, you know, scenario and so on. Peter was cast into prison. And others have been given for his execution. You know that. And there is no, and this wicked Herod, I mean, he's not killing at all. Waiting for Easter to be over. That is, he has already killed James, right? You know, so what chance left for Peter? But prayer boosts and so on, what happened? The church prayed that. I mean, James, one of the sons of Saul already get killed, right? You know, so what chance, you know, left for John? You know, I mean, so for Peter and so on. But look at prayer. The church prayed without ceasing for his release. And let's read the miraculous intervention here in Acts 12, verse 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. See? And a small pillar, I always fascinate this particular verse. Somebody to be killed tomorrow, right, or so. He slept so soundly. You know? When I finally do see, any small thing happened to you, you can't even sleep, eh? But this is going to be killed tomorrow. He slept so soundly, you know. I always go back to you when I'm going through trouble and so on like that, you know. Peter, I have the same Holy Ghost he had, you know. Praise the Lord. Anyway, blessed be the name of the Lord. Anyway, and smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Jump to verse 10. When they, meaning the angel and Peter, you know, were past the first and the second ward. They had different ward in the prison, right? You know what? They came onto the iron gate. The Bible even qualified what kind of, not a wooden gate, but an iron gate, you know, that leadeth onto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Praise the Lord. Of his own accord, this is the financial event, and something like that, because the church were praying, right? I believe, you know, so. No prayer booster and so on. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Praise be the Lord Jesus. Now, we see again and again how God answered prayer for every conceivable need of his people and under every imaginable circumstances. It doesn't matter what it is. We just pick a few of them. The Bible is full of them, right? Whether it was a deliverance from sickness or a miracle of supply, preservation from danger, divine guidance, saving one from dying of thirst, like we see of something and so on, or the wisdom to a wisdom needed to rule a kingdom like Solomon. No matter what the need was, God supplied it in answer to believing prayer. Amen. Yes, sir. I mean, prayer booster this morning. How can we get it? Has to be from the Word of God, right? Which are listening our fourth time. Are looking for our example, amen. Praise the Lord. That be through faith. We have faith. We have a true faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, to finish this morning, his promises. To continue to answer prayer for his people. I mean, it's with us today too. Let's put a few more scripture here and we close from there. Even Jeremiah 29:11. I like this verse. For I know, so don't let anybody tell you any different. You see? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen?
Amen.
Then shall ye call upon me, verse 12. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Positive, definite, no say from the Lord and so on. You go and pray unto me, and I will answer you, and I will hearken unto you. So, prayer booster. Job 22, verse 26. For then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. All over the Bible, he shall hear thee. And thou shalt pay thy vows. Now, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Praise thee, the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 10, verse 17. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. See? Thou will prepare their hearts. Thou will cause thine ear to hear. Blessed be his holy name. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And they call upon me, the Lord said, in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Amen?
Amen.
Positive promises from the word of God. Prayer booster this morning. See, out of God's word. Psalm 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. He didn't say, won't get into trouble. No. Many are the afflictions, right, of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him from them all. Amen?
Amen.
So call upon me, upon me in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. He even said with long life, will that satisfy him towards the end of that psalm and so on. Isaiah 41, verse 17. When the poor are needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. This is for something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. And their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Verse 18. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. And we see in the Bible, throughout the Bible, the law of receiving is very positive and certain. The Lord himself said in Matthew 7:7, I always like this place and so on, Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given you, in it shall be given you, praise the Lord. You will tell it every a billion times until just he will run out of Satan will run out of resources, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. But God will never run out of resources. God will send reinforcements. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As you stand your ground by faith, confessing the word of God in the face of negative influences and thoughts and ideas. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations, right? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, right? Bring it into captivity. Every thought, things will come to you, thoughts will come to you, negative thoughts will come to you. What do you do with them? Cast them down. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Do I say it is simple? No, you have to be persistent. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You have to be persistent. Because you not go one time, you say, you know, until that, you know.
and to the obedience of Christ, bring the thought to the obedience of Christ. Where a negative thought comes, find the word of God to counteract it, amen? The sword of the Spirit, amen? Pull it out, pull the sword out against him, amen? Bible says you destroy all the works of the devil. Praise ye the Lord. So we see that here. So anyway, so we see, the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given thee, given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Anything you want that is in the will of God, it shall be done, amen? Doesn't matter the difficulty, doesn't matter the obstacles in the way. Don't look at that, look at the, Jesus shall be done, right? That's all you need. No, verse 8. For everyone, so you can't exclude yourself, right, as a child of God, right? For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, he shall be opened. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 14:13-14, which I read the first verse before. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7. If you abide in me, see, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. These are the prayer booster. When you are praying, you go to these verses, and whatever you are asking God, you keep repeating these verses. It shall be done. Don't give up now because of anything, because it hasn't come in your time. You know, no, don't do that. Don't keep on reviving, you know, this and that scriptures. Now, that's why so you keep your mind, I will keep in a perfect peace, right? Whose mind is set upon me? Who is it? The word of God, amen? Praise the Lord. Not facilitating, you know, you will stay upon him is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, right? And the word was his plan, the word was God. So keep your mind upon the word of God and what you are asking for. Jesus says so, I stay right here. Whether I say I don't, it doesn't matter, it shall come. God says it shall be done. Now anyway, and verse 14 say, and you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 15:7. That's right. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, John 16:23. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Anything that will stop your joy is not from God, amen? Praise the Lord. He wants your joy to be full. I don't have 15:11. Here you can go and read for yourself. John 15:11. I believe it is. He said, this I have spoken unto you, that my joy might be in you, and that your joy might be full. So I always think to myself, anything that my joy is not from God. No, because God wants my joy to be full, right? I got about too much picture here and I close. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. First John 3:22 anyway. Then 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us positively. He heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, look at all those things, whatsoever, anything, all those qualifications and so on, that, you know, so that nothing is left in doubt. And so on, that, you know, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Hebrews 10:35. In closing this morning, cast not away therefore your confidence in him. Don't cast it away now. Which has a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. That we are some God's children fail, right? That after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise, amen? Don't run out of patience now, because the time will make you to lose heart, you know? So, but if you stay right here, know your prayer according to God's will, it shall surely come to pass. Last scripture here this morning. Hebrews 4, verses 14 and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, Let us hold fast our profession. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, who has freely given us all things. That give us all that pertains unto life and to godliness. So we go this morning, Lord God, armed with the word of God. Arm yourself with this truth, the Bible says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are more than conquerors through you that love us. Lord, he that overcometh, as even I overcame throughout the church ages, in all the church ages and so forth, begin to admonish us. That's what he wants us to be, overcomers. In the name of the Lord. He even said in one place, said John and so on, little children, ye have overcome them already. Praise the Lord Jesus. For greater is he that is in you, the Lord Jesus, and he that is in the world. So we thank you, Father. We go this morning and lift our head up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And reigning in life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
And in the praise of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might be unto our God forever.